When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale. With everything you do for other people on one side, and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I even had to think about it. Like, think about this. This is probably going to be the last time that I play this music, like, ever. Like, ever. Hey, Shep, turn it up a little bit. Yes, it's the Ghetto Boys. Mind playing tricks on me. Like, I'm probably going to change the music. Yeah, shout-outs to Face. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, this is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. This is the last hour of the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. The JR Sport Brief show is going to be moving from this time slot. Starting on January 2nd, it's going to begin at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. This is it, folks. This is my last show for this year. It's my last show right now working with super producer and host Dave Shepard. Just wow. Damn. Wow, 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 wow. I was able to share the news with you yesterday after it was shared all over the place, all these news outlets that, you know, a lot of the listeners probably don't even look at or read. But yeah, yo, just again, thank you. That's it. Thank you. My journey in radio has been a little bit different. I started off by creating a YouTube blog, the JR Sport Brief, in 2009, and kind of took that and grew it into its own entity and went to Olympics, plural. Like, my life has been crazy. I ain't planning to do none of this stuff. I'm in Brazil at the Olympics. I'm like, yo, what am I doing here? I'm in London, spending 2 months in London for the Olympics. What am I, just off of a YouTube channel? What? Sitting down with Manny Pacquiao and Kobe Bryant and Pele because of a YouTube channel? What? Have done TV, radio. Sports has just given me everything I got in life. Everything. And even my journey in radio, unique. I started off on WFAN in New York. My folks down here in Atlanta, shout out to my main man, Reggie. Reggie and Rick are like, hey, man, come here. Do the morning show on V103. I'm like, I bet. Easy. That's it. NBA TV. The pandemic came. They said, come back to New York. I'm like, I don't really want to go back. They said, hey, take a national show instead. It's a national show. They said, yeah, you'd stay in Atlanta, do the national show. I said, all right, cool. I'll do the national show. He said, yeah, you could do it anywhere. I don't care where you are. I said, fine, I'll stay. And then the pandemic came. So I've been sitting here since 2020, March of 2020, and now it's coming to an end. This is the last hour here. I started off with another, there's two people that I've worked with. I'll call them super producer. It's super producer Stu Kovacs. Helped set things up when there was no sports. Made this real simple, made this real easy. And for the past 2 years, been working with super producer and host Dave Shepard, who has made it very easy to sit here and talk about sports and have fun and not worry about anything and just show up and make the time go by and have fun. Have some fun for the listeners. You know, at times when it's necessary to be serious, be serious. But that's life. Sometimes you got to give some, you give a little, and that's what it is. So thank you to everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now. It's been a pleasure hanging out here with you all. And I ain't going no damn way. I'm just moving up. I'm taking prime time with me. Any place I go is damn prime time. And no Deion Sanders either. So shout outs to you, everybody that's called up, everybody that's texted, everybody that's messaged, messages that I haven't answered yet, emails, all of that good stuff. So I ain't going nowhere. I'm just moving up. And it is bittersweet to not also continue to be working with super producer and host Dave Shepard, who's been an excellent part of the show, who's helped develop this show and get it to where it is right now. And so I'm going to take your calls here this hour. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to try to get on as many people as possible as things will be a-changing. Even, you know, the music that you just heard. You ain't going to hear that again. You probably will not hear that again unless you gonna listen on a podcast or you have it saved. I can play it anytime I feel like it. But that'll be the last time probably that'll get played. There'll be a few changes here with the JR Sport Brief Show as it moves. January 2nd, it will start at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. If you want to holler at me, knock yourself out. All of the videos and messages, all the news about the move is on my social media. So if you're on Twitter or X or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, you can find it at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Andre, he's calling up from Louisville in Kentucky. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
What's going on, JR? I talked to you a couple months ago. I was the one that we was talking about the Special Olympics and stuff.
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
Doing good. I had a chance to read your message last night that you put out on social media. I just want to say thank you for everything that you do for all of us Special Olympics athletes around the world. And I also sent you an email to invite you to come out to some of our events here in Louisville.
Oh, well, thank you, man. I'm gonna resend it, please, and then I will try my best to get out there. And I will say thank you. To everybody, and not just to you, but everybody in the Special Olympics community for helping to change my life for the better many years ago. It is. I don't know any other word to use or say, but a blessing.
Right.
To just be around folks playing sports. Don't get the opportunity to. So thank you for
allowing me
to be in that space, man.
Hey, is there any way you can connect me back over to Shep and I'll give him my email address for you and then I'll get yours too?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, you want to take my email is public. You ready? You know what it is?
Yeah. I think it was jrsportbrief@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, jrsportbrief@gmail. It's 1S, okay? 1S.
1S, okay.
Yeah,
jrsportbrief@gmail.com. Gotcha.
And if you email me, I will answer you. I may not answer you like in 5 minutes, but I will answer you.
Okay, I'm going to email you tonight. I'm going to send Shep my email to you, okay?
Well, that's fine. You could do – listen, I'm not hard to reach. Man, you could call me up and hit me. I'm around, okay?
All right, my friend, and you be good, and I will definitely be listening to you here in Louisville, Kentucky on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, appreciate you, Andre. Shout out to everybody in Louisville. You have a great holiday, okay?
You too.
All right, thank you so much to Andre. Thank you. And let me say this for anybody who's tuning in, just for the hell of it. What is this called? This is football, right? NFL football. Yeah, in NFL football tonight, Thursday night, the Los Angeles Rams, they beat New Orleans 30-22. Los Angeles Rams, they have a record of 8-7. New Orleans now has a record of 7-8. And the Los Angeles Rams are actually sitting in playoff position right now with one of the wild cards. And then also probably even bigger news tonight for Los Angeles as the Dodgers, they have secured Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Yeah, the Japanese guy, the 25-year-old who struck out everybody in Japan The Dodgers gave him a 12-year deal, $325 million. That is the most money ever committed to a pitcher. And when you think about length for a pitcher, 12 years, wow, that's crazy. 855-212-4CBS. Glenn is calling from Toronto. What's up, Glenn?
Yeah, man, how you doing? I only found out tonight. It's sad that you're going, but I'm happy that you got a better time slot. And just want to quickly say something about the year. It's been amazing that we had three first-time champions in NBA, in MLB, and in the NHL. And just wish you the best, man. I've been listening to you for quite a few years, and gonna miss you. Best of luck. Best of luck in your new venture. And wishing you and your whole crew and all your crew's families and your family the best, merriest Christmas, happy New Year, and hopefully I'll get time to listen to you in the new time slot.
Oh, thank you so much, Glenn. Thank you for calling from Toronto. Jerry is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jerry?
I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to tell you something. This is probably going to shock you, so don't think I'm crazy, okay, JR? I'm going to start off with, I was watching a sports channel on BBC or something about in China, where they have these AI intelligence people, that they made a woman who is now broadcasting sports on television, doing away with a regular human being. She looks very, very gorgeous. She's a robot, but she's looks like a human. They're going to get rid of people. They want to put these AI people in there. And I said, wow. And then it showed that they had a little hockey ring, and they had two hockey people, 3 feet tall, AI, and they was playing with each other, programming them. And they actually, these little programming hockey players, they made up their own mind without being programmed. They figured things out without being told that. And I was going, wow. Now I'm thinking, what do you think, after they get all this AI stuff, maybe 15 years down the road, and you always talk about officials saying, they arguing too much time about maybe making the AI official to make the games go faster. These people look like regular people, like you and me. You can't even tell the difference, and it shocked me when I see this. Yeah. What do you think about that down to 15, 20 years about AI people doing stuff?
Well, how about I've already been digitized myself so somebody can deliver a one-minute sport brief without me doing it?
Well, there was a guy on China. He went to court to fight to marry one of these women.
I've seen people try to marry their pets. No, yeah. What I'm telling you is you don't have to wait 10 or 15 years. Listen very carefully to me, Jerry.
Yes.
I have digitized myself to deliver a one-minute report without me doing it.
Okay.
I am going to be in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks sharing this with a bunch of people, Jerry. So this, yes, you're correct. What you saw exists, and even a schmuck like me can do it. Yes.
Okay. Do you think in the future they might make, officials and stuff like that in sports?
Yes.
Because in baseball, they showed that square behind a pitcher
In Major League Baseball right now, not in the major league level, but at the minors, they are utilizing at some levels, automated strike zones. And
right,
at some point, that's going to become part of the major leagues. What you have to keep in mind is that the Major League Baseball, the umpires, they have a union. And
right.
So they ain't going to be easy to get rid of. But, yeah, there's going to be more technology in all sports. It's just a matter of when. That's inevitable.
So that won't shock you, in the future. AI people,
Jerry.
Officialing a game.
No, it won't. I might be dead by then, but no, I don't think
okay.
so. You ever heard of Isaac Asimov? You ever heard of him?
No.
Well, there have been things written over the past, I don't know, 50, 60, 70, 80 years about technology and robotics and the future. And a lot of what has been written almost 100 years ago, a lot of it has basically come to fruition. And so we all know what's going to happen. I think it's just a matter of time, unfortunately. I don't want to sound ominous.
It seems like it's going to change a lot of stuff in sports and everything if they do all that, don't you think?
Technology has changed the world, flat and period.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to let you know that I've seen this. That, you know, they're making little hockey players to do this and,
yeah, well,
you know, all that stuff.
I'm going to clone you, Jerry. How about that?
Hey,
you giggled.
They need
you like
more
that.
People like me.
we need more Jerrys.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for listening to me, my friend.
No problem, Jerry. Thank you for calling from Pittsburgh. No doubt. Jerry's like, what I'm going to talk to you about is kind of stupid. Nah, bro, it ain't stupid. Nope. Nothing crazy about artificial intelligence. Not at all. Celeste is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. How you doing?
Excellent. What's up?
I just wanted to tell you thank you for all the wonderful shows that you've done in the past years. I'm kind of a new listener over the past year, but I will definitely be listening to your new time slot at 3 p.m. I think, is it 6 p.m. Eastern time? 3 p.m.
Yeah,
Pacific?
3 p.m. your time in San Diego, yes.
That's awesome. Well, I will definitely be listening. I just wanted to say good luck in your new venture, which you don't need because you're awesome, but just going to throw it out there. And Shep, good luck to you too, and thanks for everything. You've been awesome.
Oh, thank you, Celeste. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
You will. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, cheers. Thank you so much. Mark is calling from Maine. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, dear. I just want to thank you so much, man. You know, you've been such a guiding light, man. Every night I go home from work, you're always there. And, like, I'm going to have to find a way to, like, listen to you on a new time slot. But I just want to say, like, you know, one thing. You've always been so kind. There has been so many people that call up with the most crazy thoughts and crazy opinions, and they're just out of this world, and you have always given them complete respect and honesty, and you've always been like, hey, I get where you're coming from, I might not agree with that, but I respect your opinion. And that is something that you do not see, man, and that is why you are the absolute best on radio. I love you very much. You and producer Nate, man, you guys are the greatest, and I wish you nothing but the absolute best.
Thank you, Mark. You have a wonderful holiday, okay?
You as well, too, sir. Thank you.
All right, peace out, brother. Thank you. Bill from Toronto, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bill?
Hey, JR. How you doing tonight? I know it's bittersweet for you and me as well. So I just wanted to say that. And I've had, you know, we've had great chats over the years. And when you said you're national, you're international, of course. And, you know, being in Toronto and being a Bills and Sabres fan, I get you on the Fan 590 in Toronto, and I get you on GR55 in Buffalo. But they both, you know, those cities have prime, you know, sports franchises on them. So I might not get you as much, and I work in the evenings as well. So I'm probably not going to be able to hear you guys anymore. And that's kind of sad for me because, as I said to Shep earlier on, when he fills in for you, we've had great chats as well. And I'm, you know, I'm just going to miss you guys. And it's been a lot of fun going back and forth over the years.
Well, thank you, Bill. I mean, the beautiful part is that CBS Sports Radio, outside of the radio affiliates where it airs live, you can get it on the Odyssey app. You can go to CBS Sports Radio. You can go to Sirius XM. The station is readily available, you know, just in a million places. So, hey, go ahead, find it the best that you can, and holler at me anytime. I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere, just moving up.
No, I know you're not, but yeah, for sure. But I unfortunately drive in the evenings and whatever, so I'm a bit old school, as you know, about all that. And I just, you know, I listen to you on the radio stations when I can and everything, and of course call in when I hear something that's engaging, which most of it is anyway. And as I said, I just really enjoy you guys, and it's been a pleasure. And yeah, and I told my mom that I spoke with you last week when she came up with the Bums Rush. That was I didn't hear Mike Tirico say it on the broadcast though. So that, but anyway, she was pretty excited to hear that I was chatting with you about it, and that you you were excited about it too. So anyway, all those things, you know, brother, it's been good, and hope you can get up here for a beer one day, like we said, and chat about video games and all that stuff we've done over the years.
When the weather gets a little warmer, okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you in July then.
All right, Bill. All right, take it easy, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Yeah.
Talk to you
take
soon.
Care. Thanks.
Daniel's calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Daniel?
Yeah, we live. Hey, JR.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I want to tell you something. But the best, the man of integrity, the man of respect. The reason why they put you, because for your belonging to the midnight. That's why the change is coming. It's time for the midnight people. They want everybody to see you. They want everybody to know you. And they want everybody to hear you. That's why the change is a good.
Oh, okay. God, is that what happened? Okay, Daniel.
Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason.
Okay. You got a big old, hey, Dan, you got a big old echo, Dan. You know that? You got a big old echo.
Hello, you got me now?
Yeah, thank you for turning that echo off. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
That's why I'm going to miss you. I don't know I'm going to do it because I'm listening to this call. I don't know I'm going to do it, but I'm going to find a way to talk to you. Because by that time, we got call programming, look up programming, all that stuff. But guess what? You are the man. You are the man. You want to put you where you belong. Prime time. That's what they want. That's what they want to do. They want to showcase you. They want to showcase you to the world.
Okay. Well, thank you, Daniel. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. Have a good night, brother.
Are you still going to be staying in Atlanta?
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere. I'll be here in Georgia. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm going to come over there to go to Cheetah.
Oh, you going to come to Club Cheetah with me? Oh, we good. Yeah, let me know. I go to Spring Street. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll come there three more times. I'll let you know.
Bring dollar bills, okay?
Oh, no problem. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, bring 1,000 of them. Thank you, Daniel.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take it easy.
Good luck. No
thank All you, right. brother. Love you. You know, bring 10,000 singles. 10,000 singles. Yeah, man, I'll take prom time wherever I go. I've told people, this is prom time right here, right? It's prom time, prom real estate, after the game, Monday night football, massive clearance. I'll just take the clearance with me, man. Hey, Shep, where's my guy at? Hey, he said I'm the best, right? When I lose customers or something like that, where that guy at?
Somewhere. You're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
I love that guy. I love that guy. I don't know where he is, but I love him. Shep, when's the last time he called? Like, I don't know, months ago?
It's been a minute. It's been a minute, yeah. Yeah.
You think we lost him as a customer?
No, I was about to say. We know it's because we didn't lose him as a customer. So, you know, sometimes... You know, I know most people know this, but, you know, 98% of your audience, they're not the ones calling in. So it's very much a likely scenario that he still very much listens and he's a regular in that regard, but he's not just a regular caller anymore.
He ain't got time. He got better things to do than call me.
No, I didn't imply that. And the reality is, and I think this is, you know, a lot of people are asking me, you know, why does JR make this move? He's got such great chemistry with so many people across the country, across North America, across the world with the Odyssey app. And the truth of the matter is, it's because there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that can't catch you live because 10 to 2 is late for a lot of people. And there's a whole new audience that wants to catch you live that doesn't, you know, that can't because of the schedule that we're on.
Yeah, listen, man, I just get up and do stuff, man. I don't worry so much about the time, you know. This is a great spot. I'm taking the people with me.
Yes, you are.
That's it. Take the folk with me. 855-212-4CBS. This is 855-212-4CBS. I'll get to more of your calls. Only got, I don't know, damn, only about 30 minutes left in the show. I'm going to try to get on as many people as possible. Hit me up. It's my last show for the night, last show for this spot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show. Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Are we wrapping things up? The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Damn it, it's about to be done for 2023. It's about to be done for this time slot. Let's just get your calls on. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Craig is here from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Craig?
Hey, JR, you know me. Hey, I just want to say that, like you and Shep, I've been so blessed to work in sports. I work for the NBC network in L.A., in, you know, in the late 80s or the 80s. And many of my new friends there were black men. I'm a white guy, as you can probably already tell.
They were black men like Shep?
Like Shep?
Oh, yeah, like Shep. They were black like Shep.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I was just screening some calls. I don't think that's the case, though, right?
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, but me and my new black buddies in L.A., I got to be careful with this call, I guess.
No, it's okay. But, I'm giving you crap, black buddies, but go ahead.
Yeah, but we would play hoops together, and then we'd go smoke doobie, and we would just laugh about stuff, and then they would imitate white women, I would imitate black women. We would just laugh and laugh and laugh. And I can't tell you how many great times I had with those guys. And when I started listening to you 3.5 years ago, you kind of brought that all back to me. And so I thank you from the bottom of my heart tonight that we're living proof that everybody can get along.
That's right. That's right. You're damn right. I'm not going to ask any more questions, but you're damn right, Craig. Thank you, bro. Hey, I'll catch you. Call me in 2024, okay? Call me then.
Oh, I'm going to do it, but it's kind of a different deal, so I'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm not going anywhere. Just moving down the block. Appreciate you, Craig. You have a great holiday and New Year, okay?
You got it. You too.
All right, much love. Thank you, Craig. He's the guy who called me. You're a great sports psychologist. Thank you. Hey, Jerry's here from D.C. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, JR. Congratulations, man. I haven't talked to you in a few months. But, hey, I love it. I feel good about it. Now I know I can split my time from Bloomberg Radio to your show. It feels good to do that doing, you know, right after rush hour. It's great. Keep up the good work, man. God bless you, your family. And, you know, I got family in Brooklyn, so I think about you when I'm in Brooklyn. So keep it real, man. I appreciate you.
I was just in Brooklyn, I don't know, a month and a half ago. I was just in Brooklyn, yeah.
Well, you know what? I was in
downtown
Kingsboro.
Oh, Kingsboro?
First walk, second walk. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not right in my mind from being up there for so long. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, more than 2 days in Brooklyn will do some things to you, man. Okay.
It's done it for me for years, man. But look, congratulations, man. Keep up the good work and God bless.
To you as well, Jerry. Thank you for calling from D.C. Erskine calling from Tuscaloosa. What's up, Erskine?
What's going on, brother?
What it is?
Hey, man, congratulations on all your success and newfound success. But more importantly, congratulations to your newfound fans, man. These guys, I don't know what's in store for them when you move to the new time slot. I hope they're ready to just lay back, kick it, and enjoy the ride. So they're going to have to definitely buckle some seatbelts and get ready because I know you're going to continue doing your thing, which is bringing it every day 100. You know, only one flaw in your life, you know, being a Georgia Bulldog fan. I'll take that for you. But for the most part, man, on point, always. Congrats, bro.
Thank you, Erskine. Appreciate you for calling from Tuscaloosa. I had somebody yell at me the other day. He was like, Roll Tide. I had on my Georgia hoodie, like, Roll Tide. I just looked at him like, I'm supposed to care? You think yelling at me, Roll Tide in the street, that's supposed to elicit some, you know, emotion out of me? I'm like, you're an idiot. Like, well, you think, come on, man, you're an idiot. I hope you hope that makes you happy. How miserable is your life? You got to yell Roll Tide at me like that's going to change my life. I'm like, my life is good. You an idiot. Tim is calling from Illinois. What up, Tim? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. You and Good Shepherd are the best. I'll keep it short and sweet. Number one, congratulations to your new time slot. I can adjust all I want. And let me tell the whole nation and whoever else, change is good sometimes, you know. You need change to kind of switch things up and you know, try to, like anything, make things better. And your agents of inclusion, totally awesome. I'm pushing that.
Thank you.
I get to watch that from work, by the way, JR. So I have the luxury of watching agents of inclusion from work. And I do that during my lunch hour. So
thank
I get a benefit of that. So
Thank you for supporting Special Olympics. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My father, real quick, Lamb's Farm up in Libertyville. Wonderful place, but they take such good care of special needs people, and so my father was incorporated in that for like 5 or 6 years of his early years out of college, and he worked there. But when I was born, 68, either way, 5 years old, he brought me up to where he was at, and I learned so much, man, from those special needs people. And where I'm at right now is 55 years old, but I'll tell you, dude, I look forward to your show moving to its news time slot. Good Shepherd, dude, you are one of the best producers on the planet right now. So you guys both, I'm going to leave it at this, you guys both rock the world, man, and you rock the world and change the world. So keep doing what you're doing and just blow everyone away, man, with all your good results, because that's
Thank
all you.
You
do. You bring
Thank
out
you,
good results. Like Greg from Thanks. Michigan, man. I'm speaking for all of America right now, man. We're going into Christmas, man, and be grateful for what you have. Yeah. People that don't have stuff, you know, give it to them, man.
Yeah, well,
folks
thank
that
you
don't
too.
Have anything,
give
help
it.
Them out, man. And that's what you guys do over the airwaves.
Thanks.
Over the airwaves, not AI. Over the airwaves, you guys have literally, you too, have changed things in the past 3.5 years since I've listened to you. I
thank
love you.
Too.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, damn it. I'll be here too, Tim. But right now,
yes,
I got to
go
to a news flash before I get fired, okay?
Go.
Thank you, brother.
Go get it.
Love
you.
I'll talk to you in 2024.
Yes, sir. I can't wait.
All right. Thank you, man. Much love to you. Yeah, I may get fired before I even get to 2024. I'm going to get some more of your calls, and that's going to be it, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, this show should be on primetime radio so more people can, you know, catch a whiff of this dialogue.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Wow. This is it. Enter Sandman. This is the last JR Sport Brief show for 2023. After almost 4 years, this is the last JR Sport Brief show here in this time slot. If you want to listen to the show, it's going to debut on January 2nd, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. You can find me. You can find all the information on social media at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, X, Facebook, IG. You know, I put up a post that you should go ahead and check out that has a little bit more information. I want to say thank you again to super producer and host Dave Shepherd for help rounding out this show, you know, over the past 2 years, making it a joy to actually you know, come to work and just sit down and talk about sports, the good, the bad, the ugly, the funny, the serious, and to just go ahead and have fun. So thank you again to super producer and host Dave Shepard. I've got a lot of messages. I'm going to take some time over the next week and a half to answer as many as possible. So if you hit me up, just give me some time to holler right back at you. I may miss a few here or there. I think you would understand with all the messages that I've received, some public, some not public. But I appreciate you. Yeah, you, all of the listeners out there, whether you like me, you love me, you hate me, you can't stand me, you think I'm trash, you think you hate me, you love me. And a big shout out to the people that are holding it down. Yeah, I receive a lot of messages from Coors Link. A lot of people who aren't outside breathing that air, who hit me up and take time to get through the day. I get the messages from the workers who tell me this show has gotten them through the night. I get the messages from everybody. So whether you are a police officer, somebody studying in college, somebody writing a paper, somebody in the factory, you're in an Uber, an Amazon, a Lyft, a submarine, overseas, under the sea, over the sea, on the moon, thank you for listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. Understand this, people listen and they pay attention. It's not just so much about losing customers when I'm not here. People listen and they pay attention. And I can bet you there's going to be more people that pay attention. So thank you very much. I got limited time here. And so I just want to try to get on as many people as possible. I know people have messaged me. They can't get on the lines. I understand that. They're packed right now. But I just want to try to get on as many people as possible. So let's just rock and roll. And I'll see you in 2024. Dimitri's here from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Mr. JR? Appropriately named because you are the Jordan of radio. I just want to say I called you a long time ago. I tried to put up America on Chris Paul being overrated. I compared him to Kevin Johnson. I don't know if you remember that, but I just want to say you do a great job. And about the Pistons, they got a kid right now named Marcus Sasser who is putting up rookie numbers comparable to Steph Curry. And I'm not saying he's Steph Curry, but he should be playing over Killian Hayes, who's averaging 9 points a game.
Okay. And Dimitri, we don't care about the the Pistons. Thank you, man. Have a good night. I love you.
You too.
All right. Thank you. You started talking about the Pistons. They lost 25 in a row. Get out of here. Sean is calling from the DMV. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, JR?
I'm good, man. Go ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. I appreciate everything you do. Every Thursday night, I ref soccer, indoor soccer, from 6 to 12 o'clock at night. When I get off at night, I'm listening to you. Actually, I'm listening to you at 10 o'clock in my 10 o'clock game. So I listen to you at my 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock game in my earpiece while I'm reffing. You calm me down. So I appreciate okay. it. I appreciate it. It's less red cards and less yellow cards when I'm listening to you in the last two games.
Well, maybe you're missing a couple of calls too, man. But thank you, Sean. Blessings to you, brother.
Yes, sir. I'm a lawyer by day, and I listen to you by night, referee by night in the DMV. I love you.
Well, thank you. Love you too, man. I catch you in 2024. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, change is cool, folks. I mean, somebody hit me up. I was like, hey, don't change the music. I probably am. You know, you want to switch things up a little bit. You know, after 4 years, it's like school. You want to graduate, go on to something different. Consider this my, I'm getting my master's. Wait until I'm a doctor. I'll be whooping everybody's ass. O'Brien's here from South Carolina. Go ahead, O'Brien.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
Excellent, brother. Go ahead.
I just want to say, man, congratulations on your promotion. I've been listening to you guys in the past 2 years. My first time calling in. I think you guys are the best in the game. And, you know, just hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I'll be calling back in soon, man.
Thank you so much, brother. I'll catch you in 2024, okay?
All right, man. Peace.
I much love. Robbie from Jacksonville. Go ahead, quick.
Hey, JR. How's it going tonight, man?
Good, brother.
All right, man. So first off, you know, I'm a night owl, and I just want to thank you and Shep, you know, for the past year. You know, mental health's a real thing, and I'm not trying to get into any of that, but you guys have helped me out in more ways than you ever could know. You know, I understand that, you know, you get paid to be a sports talk radio host, but my man, I think you need to get paid to be a therapist too. So we'll work on that next year. Dude, the last thing is, man, the guy who comes on and is talking about my black friends. Oh, dude, like that really crushed me a little bit. I get where
he got black friends. Isn't that wrong with it? Leave Craig from Craig is my guy.
I know he's your guy. You got, oh man, like
I'll even it out. I got white friends too, so there we go, Robbie. Everybody's here, right, okay?
Hey, appreciate you guys for this year. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You as well, Robbie. Thank you for calling from Jacksonville. Shout-outs to Robbie and all my white friends. Lynn is calling from Illinois. What's up, Lynn?
Hey, Jerry, what's up?
What it is, man? Go ahead, quick.
Hey, yeah, I've been listening to you a couple of years now since Les Grobstein passed away from he was on the score, you know. I wasn't sure if I liked you back then, but you guys put together, and I love you guys, and I know you guys do the college stuff. I'm from downstate Illinois. I don't know if you ever come down to Bloomington, Illinois, where the Redbirds are. But if you do, I want to come out and see you. Hey, and I love your show. You guys make the callers part of the show. It's great. Hey, and Shep, man, Mike's going to get hungry chasing you around the ring. He's going to start nibbling on them ears. You guys have a good one, all right?
You too, Lynn.
I'm going to learn that Odyssey app and check you guys out. Make sure Alan shows up.
Thank you so much. Al from Baltimore, go ahead. You get the last word. Got to go quick.
Hey, I want to say I'm going to get a few things out real quick. But I definitely want to say thank you, man. It's been real therapeutic to me. I called once before, and I'm in stage 4 cancer right now, and I'm in hospice. I came home to do hospice. But I wanted to call in to say thank you, man. You've been very therapeutic to me. And when you do blow up, please don't get big-headed like Stephen A. Smith now.
Hey, Al. You don't got to worry about that, man. I'm a salt of the earth type dude, man. I appreciate you.
And
I love you, man.
Yes, sir. The thing is, I was calling. I have a niece that goes to Coppin State here in Baltimore. My daughter's a junior this year at LSU.
I hate to do this, Al. We both gonna get cut off.
I don't want to hold you up, man. I just want to say thank you, man. Get your flowers, and I listen to you, man. I will start listening to you Monday as well, man.
Thank you so much. Much love to you and your family, and I want to talk to you in 2024, okay? Call me in the beginning of January.
I will call back.
All right, thank you so much. Much love to you, Al. Hey, much love to you, Shep. Thank you so much, brother.
JR, I love you for life, and it has been an honor of my lifetime working with you, my friend.
The feeling is mutual. Where's my man? Let's play that on loop on the way out. I'm leaving.
You're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
That's right. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. I'm going to catch you in 2024 starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Much love and many thanks to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Oh, you still going to hear us from time to time. Don't get it twisted. Here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Shep. Love you much. Y'all too.
You're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old, like four lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from FelixCatInsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a furball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.